Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus l'nishmas Rav Chaim Yitzchak ben Rav Shaul Korb, who is the Rosh Yeshiva in the Beis Medrash LaTorah in Skokie back in the early 1900s, after being a Rav in Lithuania, later on in New York, Harlem. And then at the end of his life, he came to Eretz Yisrael. So, tonight is his Yortzeit, Gimel Sivan. So I thought it would be kedai to learn a shtickle from his sefer. Shusiv seisav doivayz bakever. The Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Gimel says, that bizman hazeh, you're not allowed to be makdish. Ein makdishim ve'im achrim ve'im arichim bizman hazeh. You're not allowed to consecrate items to the Beis HaMikdash, make Erech vows, nor make Cherem, giving it to the Kohanim or the Beis HaMikdash. And if you did one of those three things, then if the item you consecrated is an animal, Behema Te'akar, it should be uprooted, meaning you hamstring it. And if you consecrated produce, clothes, or earthenware utensils, they should be left to decompose. Most in clay matches, he takes the Yam HaMelach. So what's this ikur? What's this uprooting? So earlier on in the Gemara, uprooting meant to hamstring it, as I translated. The Gemara here says that the pshat is that it's locked the door in front of it, no adels b'fenevi mesa me'ilea. You lock the door and it dies. So the Gemara asks Astira. The first brisa says when you're talking about buying it at a pagan fair, an animal wasn't supposed to buy. So there it means to hamstring it here. Ikor means to lock the door in front of it, and it dies of its own accord. So not like earlier on when it means to cut the tendons. So which one is it? It's different there when the animal was consecrated, because one cannot hamstring such an animal because of the disgrace to sacred property. Therefore, only course of action is to make it die of its own accord. Rashi explains that since a hamstring animal won't die soon, its disgrace remains visible for a long time. It's improper to leave a consecrated animal in a state of degradation for an extended period. So the Gemara says, so the nishchate mishchat, so then slaughter it. The Gemara says, no. People might come to a transgression through it. Right, people might come to eat it. Velishve gistra, let's split it up into two. Amar Abaye, no. You can't do that because when he tats them as mizbechosam, they sassin kain l'Hashem aleikeichem. You shall demolish their altars. You shouldn't do this to Hashem, your God. This teaches us forbidden to demolish property that's been consecrated for Hashem, such as by chopping a consecrated animal in half. Rava gives a different teretz. B'nei shenera kematil mum b'kodshim. It's why does the brisa not allow a sacred animal to be uprooted through the cutting of its tendons? And the answer is because it looks like you're putting a mum in kodshim, not because of bizayon kodshim, because it looks like you're putting a mum in kodshim. Frekta gemara nira, it's mum alya. It's not just appears. It's a mum alya. It's a genuine, the real McCoy blemish, and thus should be prohibited biblically. Answers the Gemara, no. Hanei melei bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. That the biblical prohibition applies only when there's a beis hamikdash. The chazi lakrova, the sacred animals fit to be offered. Hashel chazi lakrova less long ba. Now it's not fit to be offered, so we have no application of the biblical prohibition. There, nevertheless, maiming a sacred animal is prohibited rabbinically because it appears like a violation of the biblical prohibition. So let it be considered like one who inflicts a blemish on a previously blemished animal, where the law is that even though it wasn't fit to be offered due to the original blemish, Usher, it's still biblically forbidden to inflict an additional blemish. So why does Rabbi say that maybe a sacred animal nowadays is forbidden? Only Rabbi Kelly answers the Gemara, Balmum, Nehidalo Chazi Legufe, that may Chazi Le. A blemished animal, granted that the animal isn't fit to be offered itself, but it's fit for its value to be offered. That is, the animal can be redeemed for money, the proceeds of redemption used to buy another unblemished animal for sacrifice. A Fuke Hacha, excluded Rabbi, is the case we're discussing here, I that of a sacred animal nowadays, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Rachmanu Litzlan, lo aleinu. It's neither fit for its value nor fit for itself to be offered, since it can in no way be made into a sacrifice. The biblical prohibition against afflicting a blemish doesn't apply to it. Rather, the act is rabbinically prohibited, because it appears like he is rendering a mum to a sacrifice. Rashi writes, "Lafuke hashtag shem beis hamikdash kayim." Now the beis, no beis hamikdash, the shum behem aloi chazi lo leguf lo demi. It's not roy for anything. Hilchas nirav almu. It only appears like it's matam mukotchim lo mitzvah dairaisa madirabbanan. It's only us dairaisa. It's not usir dirabbanan. Ad kan zechina baruch Hashem lamot sugis hagemara. So that's already gishmak in and of itself. So we see from this that one is matam mum because I once heard that Rabbi Yoshiv, when he would say the Gemara, he, usually when someone says the Gemara, okay, say there, gets a little more excited. He says the Rashi, it's more excited. He says the Tosfos, more excited. He says the Pnei Yoshua, and then the Reb Chaim, and then he says he gets the heightening crescendo. He says his own Chiddush maybe, or Mamish a knacket de kavort, and then ah. But the Rebbe Yoshiv I heard was fakert. He was the most excited when he said the Gemara, when he said his own Chiddushim, Choron or whatever. Okay, very nice, exciting. But say the Gemara, Gemara is the Gemara. Whereas the Torah Shabbat Chsav of Torah Shabbat Alpeh. Al Kolponim, we see from the Gemara that a matu mum bekotchim is manaze, eino oiber midoi reise. Gewaldig. However, the Rambam, perik aleph me isuri mizbeach halocha zayin, writes a matu mum bekotchim loike, ve eino loike, ala bizman shabbat se mikdashkaim, ve uzmanaze alpisha oiber beloise se, eino loike. Wow, zok the Rambam, that if one places a mum in kotchim, he gets a malchus. But he only gets malchus if there's a beis hamikdash. But this man hazeh, even though he's over and a loisa say, he doesn't get malchus. Whoa! So he's over and a loisa say without malchus if he's matam mum b'kotchim this man hazeh. The Lechem Mishnah writes that there's a lot to be tamei on the Rambam, who writes Shamatel Mumba Kotchim Bismanaze, Oiver Beloisis, Arabi Gamorum of Word, the Bismanaze. There's no Isidor Isas, only in Isidor Abon and Nira Kamatel Mumba Kotchim, like Rashi says. So that's question number one. Another cash is that the Rambam Paskin that Bismanaze, Yerovan Eloisis say, so why is there no Malkus? Like other lavim that are noig bisman hazeh, and the Minchas Chinuch has this kasha. So to explain, the Rambam says Rabbi Korb Zechet Sadik Levracha, when he was in Skokie, he used to come to the yeshiva at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he would sit and knack and learning until 10 o'clock at night. That was to say their hayom. He'd go home, I assume, and I hope in yeshiva they gave him food, but that's when his wife would sit and see him when he left. She was probably sleeping. And then see him when he comes home at 10 p.m., I'm sure, with her haskama. I'm sure she was felt it was a great schus to be married to such a gadol b'Torah. In any event, and if you have any pikpukim about his godless in Torah, so then you can look in the multi-volumed Nesivas Chaim. Wow, love it. Mamish, love it. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. So how does Rabbi Korb deal with this Rambam? This was a sefer we're learning now. It was published in 1927 in New York City, New York. So when Babe Ruth was socking out home runs or whatever, Lou Gehrig Ichveis, was Gehrig around yet? But Ruth was, right? So he was very close by, not far. Right? He was in Harlem, and the Yankees were in the Bronx, not far. And he was doing he was Oisek in Chai Olam when they were Oisek Mamish in Chai Eshel Havdil. Anu Ratzim Vehem Ratzim. So to explain the Rambam, of course, is as follows. B'tayim Mushal Yisur Shah, the reason is also to be Matu Mumba Kochim, we find two reasons. One is because you pass it from the Mizbeach, like the Gemara says, Hani Mili Bizman Shabesa Mikdash Kayim. Why the Chazi Lahakrove? That's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim, there's an isur d'oraisa, because it's chazi lahakrava, because it's roi lahakrava, and therefore you're not allowed to be matal mum b'kotchim, because you're passing it from hakrava." And the second reason is that it's mishum bizayon kachim. Like Abaye said, that in the Gemara, v'lishvuye gistera, no. Earlier on, shiny husim, so why don't we hamstring it? Mishum bizayon kachim. So we have the vort that it's either asur dairaisa because it's you're passing it lahakrava, or it's asur dairaisa because of bizayon kodshim. Now the reason of psula poisla min hakrava is not shaykh b'zman hazeh, like the Gemara says, hashalot chazla akrava leslan bo. The reason of bizayon kodshim is shaykh b'zman hazeh, like Abaye says, that's why, you're not allowed to hamstring the animal, you're not allowed to cut its tendons, b'zman hazeh mishum bizayon kodshim. We also find, the gabi makdish bal mumla mizbeach, she'osir dairaisa, af b'zman hazeh, you're not allowed to be makdish bal mumla mizbeach, and the reason that it's osir is because it's a bizayon. It's a bizayon. So you see this inyan, that's a Gemara in Harius and a Gemara in Temur and Davlov. So we see that bizayon kodshim is also even bizman hazeh. Now, lefi anal, according to what we said, that is also in matamum kodshim bizman hazeh is because of two reasons. Either because you're passing it from Akrava, or because of Bizayon Kachim, so we can say that you're not getting Malchus Min HaTorah unless you have both reasons. But if you only have, we discussed this in a recent shir, the notion of a chatzi shir be'echus. In other words, that if it has a less, I think we said it in the context of exactly this word of getting Malchus. We were giving a shir from the Sefer Avnei Tzion from the reign of Rabbeinu Hagaon Agada Muflav HaMuflag Harav Ben Tzion HaKohen Kan. He's explaining, if I remember correctly, why you're getting Malchus, why you're not getting Malchus, even though it's an Isser, because only one of the two reasons applies. So Be'echus, in quality, it's half, it's only half an Isser. It's the same word over here. We're saying it's in quality, it's less of an Isser, it's not going to be Malchus, because only one of the two reasons applies. Only the reason of Bizayon Kachim applies, but not the reason of psulam is beach, and memela it's still going to be asur min haTorah, but without the malchus, it's kein chatzi shir, givaldik. And if neither of the reasons applies, then it's not going to be asur at all min haTorah. Now the Gemara says that bizayon kachim is only when you're mati mumba behema and it remains alive, but if you kill it, like l'shavuya gistera, there's no bizayon kachim, because Abaye says that's why the reason it ought to be cut its tendons is because bizayon kachim. Rashi says eino mesa mehera v'nir bizayon is man meruba, doesn't die quickly, and the bizayon stays around for a long time. That the Gemara says l'shavuya gistera. Rashi says gistera yachtechen l'shtayim shnayim. Why don't you cut it up in half? Harei leka bizayon kachim de mesa meher ein kan bizayon kachim, because it dies quickly. So according to this bizman hazeh, that there's no iser of psul hakrav, and it's only iser bizayim kachim. So when you're matil b'mum and it remains alive, says an inyan of bizayim kachim, and it's aser min haTorah, but there's not going to be a malchus. There's not going to be malchus because there's no inyan of you're not passing hakrav. But when so it's only a chatzi shir ve'echus. So only one of the reasons applies. So, but when you're shavya gistera, so you cut it up in half. So there's no bizayon kachim here because it's not gonna stay around alive for a long time. There's also not psul hakrava because why is there no psul hakrava? Because it's not this bizman hazeh. You can't bring it as a carbon anyway. As bezeh yitulzu divrei Rambam. But the Rambam says, Hamatim umukotchim kamoy shesime eino yikota yodoy. So he's talking about your matil mum and remains alive. That's why the Rambam writes this man is a Yerubin Aloysius say. And you're not getting malchus because it's a chatzi shir. Because the reason a bizayon kachim applies because it's remaining alive and it's has a blinded eye or a cut off hand, and that's why it's asim in haTorah. But ain't a loke because of the reason of pasling it on mizbeach doesn't apply. But the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah that we're learning is talking about when you kill it if you're shavuya gistera, so there's no bizayon kachim. And there's also no psul hakrava, and therefore there's not going to be an issur d'oraisa. In other words, when the Gemara says that the shivuya gistera, the cut it up in half, Rashi there says that there's no bizayon kachim. Like a bizarre coaching came in the mace of my hair. It's gonna die fast. So Mimela, there's no bizarre coaching, and it's only gonna be Asur Dirabonan. And then Abaye says, but you're not gonna be Shavuy Kistri, you have a different problem. Not of making the mum, but of Losasim came Lashem Lekechem. So that's to be Matari to the Rambam. That the Rambam says that you're getting it's a laugh to be matil mum, and the Rambam is talking about being matil mum. What type of mum? It's a laugh to be matil mum if it's going to remain alive, and that's takasu daraisa. If it's going to remain alive, then if the Rambam writes again, this is a Suri Mizbeach 1:7. The Rambam there is talking about when you're just going to put a mum and it's going to hang around for a long time. It's going to hang around for a long time. So there's no psul of the mum mizbeach, but there is a different problem. And that different problem is bizayon kachim. And there it is, bizayon kachim, because it's going to remain alive and walk around with that mum. So that makes it bizayon kachim. The only thing is that I didn't understand. So this all is beautiful. This pshat in the Rambam is beautiful according to Abaye. But we paskin like Rav, and Rav says that the reason you can't cut the tendons off the animals because shenirikam matil mum bekachim. It looks like you're being matil mum bekachim, and the Gemara's conclusion is that since it's not roi, not for it, the animal itself, and not for its value, so there's no Isser D'oraisa. It's only an Isser D'rabbanan, because it looks like, well, why is it an Isser D'oraisa? What about Bizar and Kachin? So I don't really see how this Teretz is going to work according to Rav. It seems that according to Rava, Bizman Hazetz, and only an Isser D'rabbanan, to hamstring the animal is going to be a long-term mum. It's only an Isser D'rabbanan. It's not an Issur D'oraisa. So apparently he argues with Abaye, holds that it's Bizayon Kachim. So he only holds it's Issur D'rabbanan. So how does the Rambam go like Abaye, not like Rav? So I'm really perplexed about this. I'll call upon him. I'm sure I'm missing something. And if the good rabbi were here, he would explain it to me. Okay, we should be Zoch and Mitzvah Shem to learn a lot more of this Torah. Come back to the sugi alum urulam ilishmolas lakhams kolavisamatur sabihava. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.